Right, so I'm here at Badgers after Cray Valley have beaten Erith and Belvedere by 1-0 with Millers manager Paul Gross. Paul, you must be delighted with that result.
Yeah, over the moon for the boys. Played Saturday, it looks like you took on Iding 3-0, and the score didn't do it justice, because in open play we were good as gold, we were fine, we competed, we done well. And just set pieces, which I know that's a part of football, obviously, but they were just stronger and better than us set pieces. But today we've come across, we've competed, put the effort in, put the desire, and as I said last week, we're not going to come up against teams like that every week. And I know if we're on it and we do what we need to do, give everything we've got, that group of lads that in there will give me results this season. So more than happy with that, yeah.
Here from Belvedere put you under quite a bit of pressure second half, but the goal early in the second half from Rory Hill, Uchi's cross from the left is flicked on by, I think, here from Belvedere defender, but Rory's got on the end of it and volleyed it home. It must be a classic goal and one you've worked on in training.
Yeah, we got them in training Thursday, because we didn't want them to feel sorry for themselves after Saturday, and we worked on the things we're good at, because we're a good side, we're not a bad side. As I said to you before, we got Uche and Rory, in my opinion, two of the better wingers in this league, and one should be crossing and the other one coming in the back post scoring. So yeah, it is pleasing to see things from the training field coming off. But I know you say pressure. Luke, the goalie, has made one hell of a save. Top corner, picked the free kick out the top corner. Barring that, he's done nothing. And I always felt comfortable. And that's not often you say that against Erith and Belvedere. But I always felt we were in control of the game. Bit more quality in the final third, and it would have been a bit more comfortable for us today. So, yeah, I'm over the moon. But still things to work on, if I'm being overcritical.
So you've beaten the team third place in the league this morning. And in the next 7 days, we go to the second and first place team, starting with Corinthian on Wednesday.
Yeah, we knew it was a big week. And where we haven't got off to the best of starts, it was vital we got a win today. But I didn't put the pressure on the lads, didn't even mention that. But I knew in the back of my mind we had to get a result today if we wanted to keep in touch with them all. But I also know when this group works hard for each other and when they do perform, they're a really good side, and they're a joy to work with. So yeah, we'll go there Wednesday, and the boys can only have confidence after this result. So we'll go Wednesday, we'll try and get a positive result. I don't think we've won two on the bounce yet this season, so that'd be nice to get out of the way if we can. But we'll just give it our best, and that's all I ask from the boys. Try your hardest, give me everything you got, and you'll have no complaints from me. As proved with Miller, who's been travelling 5 months, comes in early after half an hour, and gives me everything he's got, and he was flat out, as were a lot of the boys. But full credit to the boys, they really deserved that today.
And you mentioned Jamie Miller there. He came on for Brad Potter after about half an hour. Took a knock to his knee, or was it?
Yeah, he took a knock to his shoulder, then he took a knock to his knee. He would have played on with the shoulder, that weren't a problem. But the knee was just a bit too much, so we took him off. But again, good players, versatile players. We put Joe Matthews, who's arguably been our best player this season, holding centre midfield. We slip him back into centre half. It's as though we haven't changed anything. So again, full credit to the boys for doing that and digging deep and getting the performance.
Okay, Paul, we look forward to Wednesday at Corinthian.
Cheers, thank you.
Cheers, Frank.